We're spending a little bit of time today with Bamba Dembali of the Song and Dance Ensemble of West Africa, which will be appearing at the Overture Center at the Capitol Theater this Thursday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m. Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Ça va, bien, bien. Now, the art of storytelling is as old and beautifully rich as the earth itself. As an artist, how do you become familiar with these such ancient stories of your land?
Oui, disons que moi, je commence la musique depuis 1967. Et mon père était non seulement chef de canton, mais mon père était aussi chef de village. Donc on avait les griots sous la main, on avait les forgerons sous la main, on avait bref les hommes de casse sous la main.
Mr. Dembali started playing music in 1967 with his father, and he knows many tribes of ethnic origin, the griots, the forgerons, who are a griot, a caste of the griots.
Je continue quoi.
Oui, tu continues.
Bon, disons que donc, à partir de ça maintenant, moi je sais qu'à partir de mon père, les griots sont comme la croix de transmission entre mon père et le grand public. Donc quand mon père dit au grand public qu'on doit faire ça, comme je fais dans le bus là, c'est le griot qui dit au grand public que le chef de village il a dit ça. T'as compris? Donc le griot retient toujours ce que les nobles ont dit. Ce programme qu'on appelle les dépositaires de la tradition orale.
Mr. Dembali's father was the chief of the village, and the tradition of the griots is to transfer communication from the leader to the group of people of what the leader says. The griots are great communicators.
The transmitter of the
word of the chief.
À partir de là que moi je sais ce que la transmission orale, parce que je suis ça avec mon père, que j'aimais beaucoup, qui m'aimait vice versa. 67, plus 70 de ça, je suis chef de groupe. Donc je sais comment conjuguer avec les groupes, comment adapter toutes les choses à ma musique, quoi.
Mr. Dembali was raised in this way of transmitting information from the father, from his father to the people, and from the chief to the people.
So it's very patriarchal.
Yes. His father was a great patriarch.
Yes, yes.
Faboure, même les griots, tous les griots chantent le nom de mon père sans savoir que c'est mon père. Faboure. F-A-B-O-U-R-E, accent aigu.
Mr. Dembali's father's name is Faboure, F-A-B-R-E-U-R-E, accent aigu.
Accent aigu.
And he was very well known chief of the village.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful tradition for sure.
Well,
as you guys travel as a group in unity around the world, I'm curious as to some of the similarities you find in different regions of the world and perhaps some of the differences that you find out there as well, musically or otherwise.
C'est vrai que vraiment moi je voyais dans le monde entier, à part la Chine que j'ai survolé, bon, les pays latino-américains que je ne connais pas, sinon le reste du monde, on est parti partout. Mais d'abord, la France m'a surpris, parce que c'était mon premier voyage, c'est normal. Un peuple très gentil, c'est pas parce qu'il est là, un peuple très gentil avec moi en tout cas. Bon, mais le pays qui m'a surpris le plus, le pays de joie, de détente, de gaieté, d'ambiance absolue, de à fond la caisse, ça c'est la Hollande.
Mr. Dembali has traveled the entire world, from China to South America. He began his travels in France. He loved France. And Holland.
Qui m'a beaucoup, la Hollande m'a beaucoup impressionné. La Hollande, en 85 jusqu'à maintenant, là, m'a beaucoup impressionné.
It's a land of freedom.
Holland is a land of freedom, which is one of the reasons why he likes it so much.
Mais ce qui m'a beaucoup surpris, ça c'est les États-Unis en 90. Quand je vois qu'au Mali, on a une autre vision des États-Unis.
The biggest surprise for Mr. Dembali was when he first came to the United States in 1990. Because his impression of the United States prior to then was basically a land full of cowboys.
Les gangsters,
gangsters.
Ouais. Et puis les Indiens, la façon de faire des cowboys, les Indiens, des cowboys. Bon, donc on a une vision un peu pas bonne des États-Unis. Mais quand tu vas aux États-Unis, tu trouves que c'est tout le contraire, un peuple merveilleux, tout comme tout, franchement.
His vision of America prior to coming was of cowboys and Indians, and it wasn't, and gangsters. He didn't think the people would be as marvelous and gentle and hospitable as he finds them. He loves America. He thinks it's a a wonderful place, and it is different from the idea that he got from the movies.
Ça m'étonne pas, hein? Les journalistes, ils font tout pour parler du mauvais côté pour vendre leurs journaux.
He says the journalists do the maximum they can to publicize the bad things about America so that they can sell more newspapers.
En Afrique, qu'est-ce que tu entends? L'Afrique, c'est la misère. L'Afrique, c'est la guerre. L'Afrique, c'est la maladie. L'Afrique, c'est la tout quoi, tous les mauvais côtés de l'Afrique. Mais on ne sait jamais que l'Afrique, il y a la joie, il y a la détente, il y a le plaisir de vivre, quoi. On ne le dira jamais.
He said, in America, we hear all about the illnesses in Africa and the wars and all the bad things going on, the misery in Africa, but we never hear of the joy and the culture that is, in fact, going on in Africa. There are many good things going on in Africa.
C'est pourquoi, en dehors de rester à l'information des journaux ou de la télévision, le peuple doit voyager. Faut qu'il y ait un mixage. Le monde est mouchoir de poche.
Instead of just reading the news is published about different places in the world, it's much better to travel and go and see for yourself because you get to see how wonderful people are in the world.
I agree completely. We're thankful that that Mr. Dembali and the Song and Dance Ensemble brings some of that to us. So we're very grateful. I'm curious also to know how the vision of the Super Rail Band is different than the vision that Mr. Dembali had for, or has for, the Song and Dance Ensemble.
Voilà. Le Super Rail Band est un orchestre moderne, électrique.
The Super Rail Band is modern and electric.
Mm-hmm.
Batterie,
drum kit,
congas, guitare électrique,
electric guitar.
Voilà. Mais le Super Rail Band, la différence avec le Djoliba, c'est que le Djoliba est complètement traditionnel.
Whereas the Djoliba ensemble is completely traditional.
La kora.
The instruments are totally traditional. The kora, which is an African harp.
Mm-hmm.
A goni, which is, I'll call it an African guitar.
Le balafon.
The balafon, which is like a xylophone.
Yeah. Le djembe.
And the djembe, which are drums.
Le flute.
The flute.
Le chant, la danse.
The songs and the dance.
Ouais, le tama,
the tama, ouais. Which is the talking drum.
Right.
Ouais. Bon, c'est ça, c'est la formule que j'ai amenée. Mais depuis 1984, suivant l'invitation, suivant le demandeur du spectacle, je peux modeler le Djoliba.
Since 19, he formed Djoliba Ensemble in 1984. And evolved over the years. It's always been traditional music, but it has a strong Mandingo influence. It started out more with tribal music of Bambara,
mm-hmm.
The Pool,
Malenge,
Malenki,
Bobo, Sonrise,
and now it's evolved to be more Malenki, which is Mandingo. These are ethnic traditions of the tribes of West Africa.
Right.
Mr. Dembali himself is a Malenki, and many members of the troupe are Malenki. They all live in Bamako, Mali.
Ah, yes. I have a friend in Bamako. Well, he sometimes is there. Yeah.
Ilan Ami. Qui habite en Mali.
Voilà, voilà. Oui. Ok. Qu'est-ce que c'est que le Mali?
Where does your friend live in Mali?
Well, mon ami Vieux Farka Touré.
Ah, Farka Touré. Oui, je le connais très bien.
Yes, yes.
Il est paix à son âme. Al Farka Touré. Dis-lui que lui et moi, on était tous ensemble au centre du cuisine français à Bamako.
Oh, Farka Touré.
Toumani Diabaté, Bamako.
Toumani Diabaté, yes.
Au centre du cuisine français. On était tous amis du directeur du centre de culture français.
All these musicians, Ray, and these other musicians Mr. Dembali just named, were all together in the French cultural mission.
Yes, correct. And now I know Toumani Diabaté.
Oui, c'est la même chose. Il était dans la même chose.
Yes,
il a commencé par le Djoliba.
Yes, and this person knows the Djoliba ensemble as well.
He started in it, yes. Yeah, he started there, and now so many, it sounds, many musicians had started in this ensemble. It's an amazing troupe, and I think people around the world should be very honored that you bless their stage.
Yes, and the Super Rail Band, too. It's a It's the Musicians of Mali. Mr. Dembali is the national secretary of the Association of Musicians in Mali. And he has been in the Super Rail Band and knows all of the famous musicians and has played and performed with them. And he still does perform with the Super Rail Band.
Right.
And they all, it's sort of interchangeable, the troops. But the troupe that he has with him now in the United States is 16 members, all playing their traditional instruments. We have two lead singers, and we have two ladies who sing in chorus and dance as well, and a young gentleman who dances and also plays a djembe. Oh. All of their instruments are made out of natural materials, calabas, which is a gourd. Mm-hmm. The kora is a giant calabas, and then they are made with wood and reeds, and the strings on the instruments are made out of fishing line, different gauges of fishing line. So it's a very traditional group, and they're very fine musicians and dancers.
Well, and I want to be one of the first to welcome you to Madison, Wisconsin, and I know that many folks are looking forward to the show. I thank you for your time today.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.